Yeah, hopefully you have good luck with yours. I think it's a crapshoot because, like I said, I've heard a lot of people that love it and a lot of people that have had issues like Rick, and it's generally always the finals. And I had a similar experience. Rick, I told you about it with my FTM 500 mobile unit from Yaesu. It went back two or three times for a bad speaker, like a high-pitched whining noise on the output. They replaced the board. I replaced the speaker. Put it in different trucks, different power supplies, different antennas, dummy loads, you name it. And they wouldn't replace the radio. So that was it for me. Well, I say that, then I bought an FTM-150, which this radio's been great. Like I said, I think it's a crapshoot, but this radio is definitely going to get replaced whenever the new ICOM or 10 would come out, because I've got an ICOM 2730 that I absolutely adore. It's probably my favorite mobile I've ever had. And I would put one in this truck, but it's just not worth the upgrade. It's actually kind of a downgrade because it doesn't have a speaker in the head. So, yeah, I don't know. The Yaesu HTs, though, those are good, except for the FT70 and the FT5. But, like, their VX6R is a great analog dual band. Their FT60 is a great analog dual band. That VX6 is bomb-proof, and they still make them. I think they've been out since, like, early 2000s. The FT60's been out since 04. They did a good job on those, so I don't know. It's a gamble.